meet again for another segment in the Blues Adventure with Java show. In this one, there are so many great blues musicians, but one toward the top of any list starts off the show, Mike Bloomfield. Then Kelly Hunt, Ruth Brown teams up with B.B. King, Charles White Band, and a handful of others. Then winding up the show, a couple of tunes by Sonny Landreth. So fortunate to have seen him a couple of times. To end the show, a modern-day do-all, be-all blues musician and ambassador, Bob Coriator. Stick around, I think you'll enjoy. Oh, and thanks to Magic Slim and the Teardrops for the backing music under my intros every week.
I ain't looking for no love. I'm just looking for a friend.
Mike Bloomfield and I Feel So Good up next. The song written by Big Bill Brownsy and first released by him in 1942.
My mail say my baby's coming home and I hope that she don't fail. You know I feel so good, I feel so good. You know I feel so good, just like falling a jack. I am going down to the station just to meet a train. I'm gonna find my baby, cause you know I got dead. Ain't you know I feel so good, I feel so good. You know, I feel so good, just like falling a jack. I love my tea, I am crazy about my Gordon gin. When I get high, I like to blow around in the wind. You know, I feel so good, I feel so good. You know, I feel so good, just like falling a jack. Oh, ball now, ball. Behind the hill, you know I feel so good, I feel so good. You know I feel so good, just like born to jive.
Seems endless to me, and the rest you are. took control of me and I fell.
Yes, I do, but
keep on running. You're running slower than you used to.
But you still a bum.
Get a little old, baby. Take it easy
getting
now.
Getting better looking every day.
Yeah, I know that.
Steve B.
Yes, that's me.
Belongs to Brown.
Hey, hey.
Whoa. Remember what I told you all them years I get you?
Yeah.
You slow down a little bit. Look out, I'm on close on. I'm closing in, I'm closing in. Come here, baby.
Give me a little time.
Brown and beautiful.
Yes, yes, that's me.
I didn't make my move too soon, did I?
Not yet, but just take it easy on me.
Is the thrill gone?
Not yet, baby.
Oh, Lord, baby. Ah, baby, but you never treated me mean. That's why I keep coming back for more. Go back to the stores, baby.
I hear you.
Oh, baby, they didn't name you BB for nothing. You paid the cost.
Yes, I do.
And I always come back to the boss.
Come on to me. Come on to me.
Baby, you the boss.
Yes.
Always was my home.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Woo! You show you named that bitch all right?
Yes, I did.
Should have been called Ruth. I know.
Lucy.
Mike Bloomfield and I Feel So Good started off. Kelly Hunt and Temptation followed. Kelly's been around since 1995 when she put out the first of six albums. Finishing up was Ruth Brown and B.B. King with You're the Boss off of King's 1993 release, Blues Summit. Song first recorded in 1960 by Laverne Baker and Jimmy Ricks, but covered by many, including Elvis Presley's version. This is the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, anytime from the Voice of Vashon website or app. Look for the Shows tab, scroll on down to where the Blues Adventure with Java hangs out for a couple weeks after broadcast. Back in the year 2000, some local blues bands put out a compilation album of Seattle's best blues. Up next is another track off that CD. This one by the Charles White Band in their Don't Make Me Wait. That was Seattle's Charles White Band and Don't Make Me Wait. Next up, Tab Benoit teams up with Jimmy Thackeray and a live version of Strange Things Happened, which is off of their 2002 live album called Whiskey Store.
Thank you. you let me be. World, don't you just let me be. You know, I'd rather live my life without you than to go on in misery.
Appreciate it, man.
A live version of Strange Things Happen from Tab Benoit and Jimmy Thackeray off of their album Whiskey Store, which features not only the complete Stevie Ray Vaughan rhythm section, Double Trouble, which is Chris Layton on drums, Tammy Shannon on bass, and Reese Winans on piano, but also legendary harmonic man Charlie Musselwhite. Great album. Vera Hall was a singer born in Alabama in 1902 and was probably best known for her 1937 song, Trouble So Hard. The singer Moby may have made this song a bit better known with his extended remix of the song on a single that he released in 2000. But this is the original by Vera Hall.
Ooh, Lord, ain't my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, ain't my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Went down the hill the other day. Soul got happy and stayed all day. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Went in the room, didn't stay long. Looked on the bed and brother was dead. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
That was Trouble So Hard by Vera Hall. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. We are your island connection and your community radio station. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day. Guitarist for Pink Floyd tours, member of Thin Lizzy, touring with Roger Waters, guest appearances by David Gilmour, Chris Rea, and Gary Moore on his album seems like a pretty good pedigree for Englishman Snowy White. Up next is Midnight Blues, and this is Snowy with his band The White Flames and off their 1996 No Faith Required album.
This is my blues, 'cause I'm back down on my own again. This is the blues I'm playing. Yes, it's a fine old thing. When the night is cold and lonely, mm-hmm. This is the midnight blues. This is the midnight blues. For the girl I left behind me. Ain't it a fine old thing? This is the blues. Just a feeling deep inside of me. This is the midnight blues.
Snowy White and the White Flames and Midnight Blues. Next, Rambling Jack Elliott got his name from the way he answers the simplest of questions with long answers. His music spans country, blues, folk, and bluegrass, and his singing voice is said to have been one that Bob Dylan tried to copy. Up next is Rambling Jack Elliott and Falling Down Blues, and this is off of his 2009 A Stranger Here album.
Got a blues so bad, hurt my feet to walk. Got a blues so bad, hurt my feet to walk. Wouldn't hit it so bad, but it hurts my tongue to talk. Oh, I feel like jumping through a keyhole in your door. Oh, I feel like jumping through a keyhole in your door. I can jump so easy, your man will never know. Some people say the weary blues ain't tough. Some people say weary blues ain't tough. But if they don't kill you, they'll handle you mighty rough. Saddle up my black mare. I'm gonna find my woman on the road somewhere. Falling down, she caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. But I'll never see her, never turn around. So bad, hurt my feet to walk. Wouldn't hate it so bad, but it hurts my tongue to talk. Thank you.
Rambling Jack Elliott and Falling Down Blues. Real nice. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9 FM. A reminder that the show broadcasts at 9 p.m. Thursday evenings, but you can also listen to several of the most recent shows by going to the Voice of Ashon website or app and look for the Shows tab and wander on down the list a little ways to Blues Adventure with Java, and then you can stream them anytime that works for you. Thanks for doing so. My wife and I recently attended another concert by Sonny Landreth, a guitarist extraordinaire from Louisiana. Eric Clapton says of Sonny, Landreth is one of the most advanced guitarists in the world and one of the most underappreciated. You might want to check more about his technique. Pretty amazing, especially from 10 feet away for a couple hours. Up next is Blues Attack from his most recent album, recorded live in Lafayette. Trouble when you walk in the hall.
Sonny Landreth in a live version of Blues Attack. After the concert that we attended in June of 2019, we were waiting for a friend who was waiting for an autograph from Sonny, when a guy that I had seen on stage, handing Sonny his guitar, came out for a smoke. We started a little small talk when I asked what his role was with Sonny. He was Tony Daigle, Sonny's record producer for his last 10 albums, and many others, including Dr. John's. He's also an occasional percussionist on Sonny Records, and he's had years as a studio engineer. Just a regular guy. I tried to be cool. During the conversation, he asked if I wanted to know one of Sonny's secrets. Twist my arm, sure. He said he spends a lot of time muting strings with his right-hand fingers while using other fingers to pick. Pretty amazing to watch his right hand from about 10 feet away for a couple hours. All four fingers plus thumb seem to have a mind of their own and could do anything he wants. And that doesn't even touch on his fretting behind his slide as he plays. I don't do this often, but I'm going to stay in the groove with another of Sonny's most famous compositions, Congo Square, which he released first in 1985.
We'll be right back. fashion. They come, they carry on. Congo Square, Congo
And that was Congo Square with Sonny Landreth. He would later team up with Derek Trucks to play this song on Clapton's Crossroads 2013. One of the greats. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your community radio station, the voice of Vashon, your island connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. The latest segment in my Blues Adventure is about to pull into the station. To finish off, my buddy Bob Coriatur. Bob is a blues harmonica player, band leader, songwriter, music producer, has a blues radio program every Sunday night on K-Jazz Phoenix, the owner of the Rhythm Club in Phoenix, and has played harp on dozens of other blues musicians. I call him my buddy because I follow him on Facebook, so that's good enough, isn't it? Check out his Facebook site. He promotes the blues much more than his own, posts lots of great pictures of old blues musicians. Anyway, in the spring of 2021, he put out his latest album, Spider in My Stew. And up next, and to finish the show, a tune from that album called Big Mama's Soul Food with Sugar Ray Rayford on vocals. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a great day.